Testament, chapter number 5, verse number 1. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. John 5, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? What a question. For somebody that's laying by the pool of Bethesda. People say there's no dumb questions. And I would not say that about our Lord. But some would look at that and say, what a dumb question. He's asking somebody laying by the pool of Bethesda if he wants to be made whole. The impotent man answered him, Sir, you got to understand what he responded with. To me, that's a simple yes or no question. It's kind of like asking your children something sometimes. And they go into a long, lengthy, no. I ask you a simple question. I want a yes or no. How many have ever said that? How many have ever had that said to you? Oh, we were all children at one time. He started in. He said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Well, I've come to preach tonight. It's moving time. It's moving time. Somebody needs to hear what the Lord's going to tell you tonight. It's moving time for you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There have been people worshiping here tonight. There's been people running. There's been people, amen, praising God, clapping, shouting, lifting their hands, lifting their voice. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. But there's some here tonight, amen, that it's moving time for. Well, praise God. Amen, amen. Don't shoot me tonight. Praise God. I'm just going to preach to you what I feel the Lord's laid on my heart. You can be seated. Amen. The Bible tells us this story in John 5 that we just read. Amen. This man, I don't know how old he was. I don't know if he was 38 and had been this way all of his life, or, amen, if he was an older man that had been this way for 38 years. But he, amen, somehow had the condition that he could not walk. He was an impotent man, the Bible tells us. He had, amen, this disease. He had this physical problem in his body. Amen. And we've all got our issues. Well, hallelujah. Some's known, some's seen, some are not. Amen. But we've all got our things that we have to deal with in life. We've all got our, amen, issues. We've all got brokenness in us. We've all got things, amen, that's not right. Amen, that we want righted. We've all got issues that we deal with, and some of us on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. And here this man is, and I don't know when it started, Brother Reed. I don't know when the first time happened, but something happened one day. today at this pool called Bethesda. Amen. The Bible says that at a certain season, an angel, amen, would come down to this certain pool and trouble the waters. Hallelujah. Those waters would begin moving. Those waters would begin bubbling and stirring around. And when that happened, I don't know if it happened by accident. I don't know if somebody walking by and when it took place, they tripped or they reached in. I don't know. I don't know if God told them. The Bible doesn't tell us everything about it. But somehow somebody was the first one and stepped into that pool. And when they did, whatever was wrong with them, it man was righted immediately. My. What a thing. What a wonderful thing. What a powerful thing. Just imagine that, if you will. This isn't a fairy tale. This isn't a made-up story. This is the Word of God. This really happened. Can you imagine a pool sitting there bubbling? And a blind man steps in, and as soon as he steps in, his eyes are opened and he begins to see. Amen. A lame man, somehow, amen, his friends put him in there and he steps out walking. A deaf man, amen, sees the moving water and he rushes over and steps into the pool and his ears are immediately opened. A leper, perhaps, and he walks in and his leprosy's gone. Over and over again it happened. Amen. And this man, this impotent man with this condition, heard about it. And somehow he got there. He got somebody to carry him, to bring him and lay him in one of those porches. Those five porches had been built probably over a period of time because of this special pool. And they built these porches with roofs over them. They were like porticos. Amen. And they were full of the impotent folk. They stayed there. They didn't know when the water was going to move, so they just hung around the pool. They lived there. They stayed there. They set up camp. Well, praise God. Well, hallelujah. Kind of like, amen, a Black Friday sale or, amen, some kind of special thing. People will camp out for days. Amen, set up tents. And, amen, let them do it. Not me. Praise God. I've never wanted something so bad that I was going to do that. I'm not getting in a brawl over nothing. Hallelujah. You can have your special whatever. Amen. You're 50% off. Praise God. I'll just, amen, save up and pay full price, I guess, and forget the line, forget the fighting. Although it would be fun. I thought it would be fun to go one time just to watch. Hallelujah. Amen. MMA, and you don't have to pay for it and don't have to go. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. These people were laying all in there, sitting there. Sick folks, people with problems, people with conditions, people with issues. Nobody there had it all together. Nobody had it all going their way. But they had something that they needed different and changed in their life. And they laid there, they sat there, they hung around this pool waiting for that special time. At a certain season, the angel would come down. The Bible says Jesus walked up on this scene. And he walked directly up to this gentleman. I don't read where he went to anybody else that day. But he walked straight up to the man that was laying there 38 years. That's a long time. That's a long time in anybody's book. Hallelujah. Praise God. 38 years. And he walked up to this gentleman and he asked that question, do you want to be made whole? Are you serious? I'm laying here on a bed because I obviously can't walk by the pool that can cure me when the angel comes down. And you're asking me, do I want to be made whole? But there was something about the Lord. He understood that this man had been here a long time. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, time has a way of wearing on us. Well, praise God. Amen. The longer you live with something, the longer, amen, you live in a condition, the longer you live in a certain situation, the more and more you begin to think, well, nothing's going to change. This is the way it's going to be. This is the way I'm just going to have to learn how to deal with it, learn how to live with it. Amen. It's not going to be changed. Amen. We understand that he felt this way. Even though he was still by the pool, even though he was still camped out there, his bed was there. He lived there. That's where he stayed. But there was something in his spirit. There was something in his heart that said, it's not for me. It can't happen to me. I've been here so long. I've seen so many people receive what they needed from God. But here I am, and it can't happen for me. There was a devil. There was a spirit that would speak to him. Amen. And tell him, you can't do it. You can't get there. Amen. And maybe, amen, I know when he first got there, he had that anticipation. He had that excitement. He had that expectancy that it's going to be my time next. And somehow I'm going to get there. And I'm going to get in that water. And that bubbling water is going to, amen, cover me. And I'm going to stand up. And I'm going to walk. And I'm going to step out of that pool. And I'm going to walk home. And I ain't going to have to, amen, deal with this ever again. I'm going to be healed. That's why I got here. That's why I came here. I understand. Understand what's going to happen to me when I and he laid there and he thought about the day that it was going to happen and he thought about the hour that amen God was going to heal him and he was so excited. But amen, when the water began bubbling, he tried his best, but he couldn't do it. And somebody got in front of him. Well, praise God, and they left healed, and he stayed in his condition. Hallelujah. And then the next time it happened, he tried again. Somebody else got ahead of him. And the next time, it went over and over and over and over again. Till finally, amen, there was something about it. He just said, you know what? It can't happen for me. I just don't have anybody to help me. I don't have anybody to carry me. I don't have the right, you know, it just never works out for me. I just don't have what it takes to, amen, but there was something still in him. He hadn't moved from where he was. Hallelujah. He said, you know what? He finally got to the place where he said, it ain't going to happen for me, but as long as I can just lay here and watch somebody else get what they need. Amen, that'll be good enough for me. As long as I can just hang around this house of mercy. That's what Bethesda means, house of mercy. As long as I can just lay around the house of mercy and when the Spirit moves and when somebody gets what they need from God and I see that miracle take place, it'll do something for me. Amen, as long as I'll never get what I need from God. I'll never break through into what God wants me to have. But, amen, there's just no way. It's been too long, amen. Nothing's going to happen for me like that. I just can't get there on my own. Jesus knew that, and he walked up to him and he said, do you want to be made whole? Oh, hallelujah. He's asking him the question that when he first came, amen, he was all excited about. He's asking him the question. He's trying to revive something in this man. He's trying to wake something up in this gentleman. The reason you came here in the first place is because you wanted your healing. And oh, hallelujah. You see, the devil doesn't care, amen, how much you come to church. He doesn't care how much you hang around this house of mercy. As long as you, amen, don't get what you need from God. He doesn't care if you sit on the pew. As long as you don't receive what God has for you. The devil doesn't, it's no threat to him. If a person, amen, comes night after night, amen, as long as they don't break through. As long as they don't get what God has for them. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus said, amen, buddy, it's moving time. It's time for you to get out of here. The day has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I could just explode right now. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the devil wants you to just stay in that spot. The devil wants you just to stay on that bed. Amen. The devil wants you just to stay tied to that problem and that issue. The devil wants you to stay fettered. Amen. In that place. Hallelujah. Amen. With no liberty and no freedom, praise God, and no joy and no hope and no peace. Well, praise God. He wants you to lay there, amen, wishing and hoping. Oh, hallelujah. That's not the will of God. I said that's not the will of God. I've come to help somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight. It's time for you to move from that bed. It's time for you to get up from that place you're in. It's time for you to break free, amen, from where you're chained to. It's not enough for you to come on a Sunday night and watch somebody else get their miracle and watch somebody else get their blessing. But the Lord is in this house tonight and He's asking you a question. I said, Jesus is here tonight. And when Jesus shows up, it makes all the difference. This isn't just another church. This isn't just another pool. Well, hallelujah. This isn't just another house of worship. Amen. But Jesus is in this place tonight. And when Jesus steps on the scene, you can take it to the bank. Something's going to happen. When Jesus steps onto the scene, you can count on it. Something's going to take place. He doesn't just show up for no reason. Oh, hallelujah. See, the devil's lying to somebody right now while I'm preaching, saying tonight's not your night. Oh, it sounds good what that preacher's saying, but you're not going to break through. You're not going to speak in tongues. You're not going, well, hallelujah. You're not going to bust through into, amen, woo. You're not going to be able to break through. You're not going to be able to have a good time in the Holy Ghost tonight. You're not going to be able to break out of that bed that you've been in for so long. Amen. You just lay. He's trying to keep somebody down. I said he's trying to keep somebody down tonight. You just lay there and watch what's going on. You just lay there and hope for a brighter tomorrow. You just lay there and see what's happening around you. But the Lord said, buddy, you've been there too long. 38 years, and it's time for you to get up. It's time for you to move. You're not going to stay here any longer. You're not. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody don't believe me tonight. Somebody don't believe the word of God tonight. I'm preaching to you the word of God tonight. He said, do you want to be made whole? I'm asking somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight. Do you want to be different when you walk out of this house tonight? Do you want to be set free? Do you want that burden off of your shoulder tonight? Oh, hallelujah. I'm in a battle right now with hell because hell don't want you to walk out of here free. Satan don't want you to walk out of here carrying your bed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for helping me. Amen. The devil don't want you to walk out of here carrying the thing that you've been tied to for so long. As long as you come back on Wednesday night and you're still in that place, you're still tied to that bed, you're still chained to that thing that has you bound, amen, and won't give you liberty. I'm not saying it's a sin. I'm not saying it's a habit or a problem. Amen. The devil sometimes will put you in positions and situations and tie you to it, amen, and say, oh, now what are you going to do about it? Amen. You're just going to have to, oh, yes, he will. Jesus walked into the synagogue and was up teaching. You can be seated. You don't have to stand the whole time. It's up to you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Do whatever you feel tonight. Jesus was in the synagogue. He was teaching. And a woman walked in. Bowed over. Completely. The Bible says she couldn't lift up herself at all. And it had been 18 years like that. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I hope somebody hears the word of God tonight. Whew. Oh, I hope somebody hears this, amen, word of God tonight, and it makes a difference in your life. She walked in, bowed over, brother. And Jesus stopped what he was doing right in the middle of his preaching, because that's who he is and that's what he come for. Well, praise God. I would to God somebody would break through right in the middle of the preaching tonight. I would to God somebody would, amen, understand and have a faith down in their spirit that I can break through. I can break through. I can break free from this. I don't have to stay here on this bed. I don't have to stay here, amen, tied to this any longer. Hallelujah. And Jesus looked at the woman and he said, amen. He said, hey, amen. Amen. God's going to deliver this woman. He said, hey. Satan has bound her. He didn't say she was a bad woman. He didn't say she had committed a bunch of sins. He said Satan bound her, and she's a daughter of Abraham. The devil did it to her. Well, praise God. Some things is of our own making. Some things it's just hell fighting us. Well, praise God. So I'm preaching to everybody here tonight. If you did it and it's sin and you're bound by it, God can deliver you from it. But if it's just a devil that's put a burden on you and bound you to it, God can still deliver you from it. So, amen, don't think I'm preaching to rot gut sinners tonight. If I am, I am. But, amen, I'm just preaching to the church. I'm preaching to everybody here tonight. God wants to deliver you and break free the chains that have you bound tonight. It's moving time. It's moving time for somebody in this place tonight. Oh, hallelujah. It's time for somebody to see some different scenery. It's time for somebody. Well, praise God. Are you tired of seeing the same old thing? Are you tired of feeling the same old thing? Are you tired of going through the same old thing? Well, praise God. That's not the will of God. But God's got better things for you. God's got bigger things for you. It's not the will of God that you stay in the same old place, fighting the same old battle. There's victory in the name of Jesus. You can be a victorious person. You can be a warrior and win the battle. You can get the victory. But the devil just tell you, amen, just stay right there. Same old, every day's the same. Waiting for my time to come. I'm going to tell you, if you just lay there waiting for your time to come, it'll never come. You're going to have to, oh, ha, 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 woo. If you just lay there waiting for your opportunity, it'll never happen. If you wait for the perfect time to come, it's not going to happen. But Jesus looked at the man and said, you need to quit waiting. I'm here. It's time for you to do something. It's time for you to get up. Oh, hallelujah. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to understand that I'm what you need. And I'm here and I'm telling you, get up from that bed. And the man had to make up his mind, do I do it or not? And when he was obedient to the words of Jesus Christ, he stood up off of his bed. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And Jesus said, take your bed and go home. You're not coming back here tonight. You're not coming back to this place again. You're going to move from here. You're going to leave this place. You're never going to return to this place again. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's moving time, my friend. I said it's moving time. Tonight's the night for you to get up off of that bed. Oh, I can't do it, Brother Brown. Yes, you can. Jesus said you could do it. Jesus said you could do it. It's time for you to stand up and rise up from that place. Roll up that bed and say, I'm not coming back here again. Woo. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Go ahead. Go ahead. Stand up. Stand up in Jesus' name. Stand up in Jesus' name. Everything don't have to be perfect. Everything don't have to line up. Everything don't, oh yes, come on somebody. Jesus is in the house. I said Jesus is in the house. He cut up a house. I said, Jesus is in the house. Quit waiting for the perfect opportunity and obey the word of the Lord and stand up from where you are. It's moving time. It's moving time. I'm not going to keep laying around here wishing for a better tomorrow, but I'm getting up from this place. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil knows. As long as you're confined to that bed, you'll never be able to praise God like you need to. You'll never be able to worship God like you know you should. As long as you're tied to your problem, as long as you're tied to that place of uncertainty and doubt and unbelief, you'll never break free. You'll never have liberty. You'll never be able to worship God. But there was a man that was laid at the beautiful gate of the temple. Amen. They carried him every day there. He couldn't walk. He couldn't move. He was confined to that place, laying by the gate, watching the people of God go in, watching them, hearing the songs as they sang, amen, understanding that God was touching them in the temple, but he couldn't go in there. He just laid there for, amen, year after year. But one day Peter and John came walking by. Whew, hallelujah. And Peter looked at him. And can I just paraphrase just a little bit? Peter said, it's moving time, my friend. You've laid here every day. You've laid here day after day, year after year. Amen. Never able to go into the house of God, just laying at the gate. Come on, laying at the gate's not good enough. Come on. Just laying by the pool's not good enough. Staying at the gate's not good enough. God has something better for you. God has something greater for you. It's not good enough just to be close to an experience, just to be close to a revival, just to be close to a breakthrough in the Holy Ghost. God wants to take you all the way. God wants to give you liberty in the Holy Ghost. Peter said, hey, I don't have what you're asking for, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up, rise up, rise up and walk. It's time for you to get up from this place that you've been laying at for so long, and it's time for you to start walking. And the first thing he did, he leaped up. Oh, somebody get some faith right now in your spirit. Get some faith in your spirit right now. He leaping up, stood and walked with them into the house of God for the first time. Walking and leaping and praising God. Come on, when you get up, you can praise God like you ought to. I said, when you get up out of that bed, you can praise God like you know you should. There's a liberty that comes when you get up from where Satan has held you down for so long. There's a freedom that comes when you get up from where the devil has tried to keep you pushed down. Oh, hallelujah. There's something about getting up. Amen. There's something. Oh, praise God. A liberty, a victory that comes when you get up and you make that move. Oh, there's victory in this house right now. There's victory in this place. There's liberty. I feel it. I feel it. It's coming. It's coming. There's liberty right now. God's trying to help somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. God's granting somebody some liberty right now. Some victory right now. Hallelujah. No longer are you going to have to come back to this place. No longer are you going to have to fight this battle. No longer are you going to have to keep repeating and reliving this situation. God's getting you out of it. It's moving time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you want it tonight? Do you want it? That's all the Lord's asking is, do you want it tonight? Do you want it tonight? It's yours if you want it. Whew, hallelujah. He's here right now. He's here right now, reaching out his hand. Do you want it? Do you want it? If you don't want it, you can continue laying there. If you're content just being by the pool of Bethesda, if you're content just being close to the miraculous, if you're content and you're happy laying in that bed near the pool and just watching others receive from God, it ain't going to happen for you. But if you want it, do you want to be made whole tonight? Do you want that victory? Do you want that liberty? Whew. Somebody's going to walk out of this place carrying the thing that's been carrying them for so long. There's some things that some of you have been bound to that has carried you around. That you're going to walk out of here tonight, I feel like in the Holy Ghost, you're going to walk out carrying them. Hallelujah. No longer is this defining me. No longer is this, man, taking me around. No longer is this what I'm tied to, but I'm carrying it out of here. I'm walking tonight on my own 2 feet. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free tonight. I'm not coming back to this place. Whew, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody get rid of your excuses tonight. Why it can't happen for you. The man at the pool of Bethesda said, I want to be made whole, but I don't have anybody to help me, and other people always get in front of me, and there's just no way that I can do it. And Jesus said, No, the excuses won't work. Get up. The reasons why you can't have victory is not going to work. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up and leave this place. It's time to get up and walk away from this place. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's let God have His way. Let's let Him have His way. Come on, let's let Him have His way right now in Jesus' name. God's not done yet. God's not through yet. Come on, somebody can still get what they need from God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil's not in charge tonight. Jesus is in this place. Jesus is in this house. Amen. Quit listening to the lie of hell. Get rid of the voices of hell tonight. Amen. Push them aside and listen to the word of God. Amen. God's going to do it. God's going to do it if you'll let Him.